to the Nutra Medical Report and our regular blogger who's on usually 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually third hour, Tim Alexander, the Tim, I like to call you. You have lots of titles. Lord Sterling, the Tim. And again, you have particular skill sets in a couple of areas that are unique. You're an expert on military hardware and tactics and strategy, an expert on the financial situation, and because you're a believer, you see the dark evil that's going on here that's beyond the conception of most mortal humans. They really don't understand that we're in the grip of Satan and his minions on earth, and that the culmination of the age of secularism, which Jesus prophesied when he's here on earth and all the prophets, is happening right now. We're literally the people of the end of the age. And we
We don't even
need to be prophets anymore. We just need to be reporters. Because all of this stuff is literally transpiring right in front of us for everybody to see, and that it matches the prophetic scriptures, but it also tells us that we better prepare because catastrophe is not coming in the future. It's actually in the process of happening as we speak.
Well, a week ago today, there was the attempted assassination of Trump, that unless you turn into the alternative media, you don't even know about.
Okay, tell us about this assassination.
They tried to cover it up. Scopes has pulled that one and a couple others out of their hat and said it's all fake. But the reality is the story was leaked by the New York Police Department. And
what actually happened? What was the story?
Well, before Trump was due to arrive at the Trump Tower in a motorcade, and he goes there most nights, that's where he lives, you know, and he's got this great big jet, so he flies around the country. But anyway, a man was arrested having gotten past an initial security barricade, probably knew what he was doing, but you have to remember, Donald Trump is a multi-billionaire, and he has some very sophisticated security systems.
Right.
Anyway, the
security
Secret Service arrested him.
Security forces, level 3 body armor. Remember, all these layers, he needs a layer of prayer to cover them.
Absolutely. More now than ever. Because, well, let me explain what happened for those viewers who haven't heard of it. They arrested this guy, and he gave a false name. Now, this was about a 60-year-old white male. He had a Glock semi-automatic pistol. Very interesting little tidbit, though. That Glock did not have a serial number on it.
Right.
It wasn't filed down. They can tell that. There's they can even pull the serial number out after it's filed down. It had never been issued a serial number. That's a major telltale sign that somebody with some real pull, like the CIA or something, was involved. Okay, it's got a silencer on it that they traced back to the U.S. government very quickly.
Right.
Then they ran the guy's fingerprints, and they were so shocked, they ran him again. The man was a FBI agent who was killed in the line of duty by friendly fire. Oh, I forget the year, 2005 or 3 or 4 or something like that. This guy supposedly had been dead for a number of years.
He's a ghost assassin is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, very black operative.
Right.
The kind that you pay a great deal of money to get the job done.
Right.
Now, anytime you're there, you know, positioning themselves like he was for a hit, there's always risk. And probably one of the more sophisticated sensors that Trump had installed picked up on it, alerted the Secret Service, and they nailed him.
Right.
Well, the story was out. Like I said, the New York Police Department leaked it. And believe me, the cops over the country are for Trump. They know that Hillary has endorsed Black Lives Matter,
right.
And they know which side.
Blue Lives Matter, too, don't they? Blue Lives Matter?
Absolutely, and they've got a tough job to do. Anyway,
right.
Now the story has come out. Well, no, that didn't happen. There was a retired police officer who was a security guard at Harry Winston's, the biggest, most expensive jeweler in the United States, was right across the street from Trump Plaza. And he got drunk, and he wandered over and somehow got past the security, and they arrested him.
Who put out this foolish story? Who put out this story?
If you push the mainstream media, that's the story they go with.
Remember now, whenever these stories come out, multiple media run the same story, whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC.
Well, so. they basically never ran the story about the what was clearly a setup for an assassination that was foiled. No more word on the person that was actually arrested. His name was Lee. Let's see. Let me get this. Barry Lee Bush. Another couple of interesting things about it. The man, when he died, the then director of the FBI was at his funeral. His name was enrolled on the online list of federal FBI agents who were died in the line of duty.
Right.
And that list crashed, went down shortly after this event happened.
Oh, you're kidding. So would that be coincidental, or would we call it a coincidence? You know, they say once
is an accident.
Yeah, yeah. Well, once is a coincidence, twice is a theory, three times is an absolute fact.
Yeah, all right. Speculation has been that there was probably another shooter across the street with a high-powered rifle. And maybe the so-called drunk guy was going to be used.
Well, they usually have insurance to kill the killer, as well as take a secondary shot at the primary target.
Yeah, yeah. But we've seen all this before. Yeah. But anyway, so now I'll tell you what this tells me. This tells me that the powers that be that have been pulling the strings for years now in America are desperate. They've got their worst nightmare: a multi-billionaire who's about 70 years old, who's determined to save the country that he loves, and he knows their game, and they're scared.
Do they understand these idiots that are trying to assassinate Trump? If they succeed, do they realize the firestorm of angry, armed to the teeth Americans with all kinds of skill sets?
You know, may be a scenario SOBs? That they want, because that will give them an excuse to declare martial law.
Yeah, if they declare martial law, we'll take them out so quickly, we'll know what happened to them.
Well,
they couldn't control the airport road to going from Baghdad to the airport.
You know, look, these characters don't walk on water. And if you look at many of them, like Old Man David Rockefeller, he's 101. He's had multiple heart transplants.
Six heart transplants.
They get injections in their neck of stuff to keep them fairly young, to keep them alive.
Right.
These people are hanging on. They want their new world order before they croak. And they have no morals. In fact, they're just the opposite of amoral. They're totally immoral.
Right.
Now, what concerns me is having pulled this off, even though the mainstream media has suppressed it, it's getting a lot of coverage. Just as the mainstream media has suppressed Hillary's obvious seizures in public, but the Drudge Report, which has very wide circulation, as well as yourself and Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, Rentz, everybody's covering this, and everybody's so millions of people have seen these YouTube videos, multiple videos of her just basically losing it, going they've seen the picture of her tongue with a hole in it, and they've recently oncologist said that to him that very definitely appears that she has tongue cancer.
Right.
She probably has Parkinson's, and it almost certainly came from decades of extensive cocaine abuse, and guess which two people, along with Bill Clinton's farmer mistress, Sally Meller, broke the story about Hillary being a longtime coke addict? That would be, Dr. Bill Deagle and Tim Alexander?
Now, the important thing is, we run down through our medical list of issues, even beyond the corruption and the murders. In fact, I think in the last week, I don't remember the name of the agents, but there are two different people that have filed documents against the DNC and Hillary, and both of them now, in the last week, are dead. I mean, and I saw one of your photos that you have on your site.
Yeah, there's a total of about five or six in the last month that have been whacked. And, of course, if you look at the history of the Clintons, there's a lot of dead bodies.
Right.
Going back to Arkansas when he was governor, Remember the two kids that happened to be on the railroad track near where the CIA under President Bush and Governor Clinton at the time were running in vast amounts of illegal drugs from South America. And the kids happened to be walking along the railroad track, saw something they shouldn't saw, so they were killed and made to look like they were run over and all this stuff. Look, these people have no morals. They're totally immoral. And it's all about money and power, and they'll kill anybody that gets in the way.
Oh, yeah.
And behind the Hillary and Slick Willie are the most evil and most powerful and richest people on Earth, like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Warburg Schiffs, and so forth. And these are the people that are destroying America, done a pretty good job of it so far. The middle class is somewhere between dead and dying. 105 million people out of work, but they tell us we've got 4 or 5% unemployment. They lie, almost everything out of them. If they screw up in reverse, they tell you the truth, and boy, they really feel bad about that.
Yeah.
These are monsters, literally, demonically possessed, or at the very least, Satan worshipers. These are horrible people. And here's the problem. Here's what I see as the real problem. They may be at the point now with saying, yeah, we screwed up this assassination attempt, and it's going to be even more obvious if we set up the next one. Maybe we just need to go with a war option. Now, the war option...
Which war front do you think they're going to try to start?
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to get at. There are multiple war fronts. Not only is there the South China Sea, which is largely United States, Australia, New Zealand, Philippines versus China, there's the East China Sea, which has really been hot, and the Japanese government complained several times just yesterday in formal complaints to the Chinese government over some islands, and China sent some armed ships and 300 fishing vessels. And China, Japan is saying, this is our land, get the hell out. Okay, then you've had some provocations from the coup junta that we put in power in the Ukraine. Russia just, within the last couple of days, has moved a large number of its armor and troops around, moved them closer to the Ukrainian border. Always Korea. They can do a false flag attack, and that can be a nuclear attack in America or one of our allies or overseas bases. It can be a dirty bomb attack.
It's ISIS, the usual
boogeyman.
Tim, here's the issue. It's not the first step that counts. It's the second, third, fourth, and fifth steps. For example, in each of these scenarios, if you strike the East China Sea area around Japan or in the South China Sea, or if you get to Ukraine, what's the next step? And if you figure out what the next step is, it'll give you an idea which is the most likely in that menu that's going to be hit. Now,
I left out Syria, which is, by the way, the most likely.
Right. Now, here's what
the battle for the largest city, Apollo, is really heated up.
Aleppo, yeah. Now, here's the issue.
Aleppo.
I think you're right about Aleppo, because I think that's more likely. Around the Crimea and Ukraine, it's totally ringed by nuclear weapons, so it's not going to happen. So is China City, not going to happen. Japan, not going to happen. Listen, Japan is armed to the teeth. They're the third nuclear power, not Israel. It's Japan.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if China squeaks sideways, their cities, which are all basically their industrial cities, are within 50 to 100 miles of the coast of China. So, basically, the industrial heartland of China. Yet the Japanese will wipe them out in 12 minutes. Okay? They'll cease to exist. So this idea that... And remember, we've been collaborating with Japan since the Second World War, and they have all kinds of things to violate, all kinds of treaties, including on the Fukushima Daiichi plant. They had building...
Well, you have the most radical pro-war Japanese government since the end of World War II.
Let me finish my statement on
this.
My main statement was, reactor number 3 is a MOX reactor to create plutonium detonators for nuclear weapons.
Absolutely. It was a weapon plant.
Now, here's the point is... Although there's dialogue playing back and forth between Obama and Abe, which, by the way, belongs to the Shinrikyo death cult, he's actually a member, you got to realize that the Japanese have returned to the you know, with the current emperor of Japan is actually going to abdicate or go down. There's somebody else, I guess, going to rise up, a relative, because he's in his 80s.
The crown prince is so.
Crown prince, right. So what's going to happen is they're returning to a philosophical stance of, we're the prescient nation. Now, you have to understand the Nipponese people. They're small people. They have the highest muscle-to-bone ratio. They have some of the highest IQs in the country, and they're super, super aggressive.
Yeah.
Super, super aggressive. You cross them the wrong way, which is why the most violent war, and I've talked to military personnel who have been all over the world, the most violent place to fight is between the North and South Koreans. These people are tough, man. You have no
idea.
Well,
the Koreans and the Japanese are essentially the same race. The
same people. Now, you got to understand, these people are tough. Okay, they might be smaller. They're super athletic.
During the Vietnam War, the South Koreans had a division in South Vietnam. The North Vietnamese stayed the hell away from them.
Right now, they declared that a kind of a no-go zone because they didn't want to fight them. Now, the largest amount of tubeless rockets is in North Korea, aimed towards Seoul, South Korea, which is a very big city. What is it? 12 or 14 million. It's a big city.
Oh, yeah, one of the largest cities on Earth.
On Earth.
They could literally, before we could take them out with nukes, they could saturate in a half hour Seoul with pure air explosive warheads as well as chemical warheads, and they could kill untold millions of people.
But you got to understand,
by the end of the first hour. Now, we would probably respond with a massive nuclear barrage, which is the only way to fight the North Koreans,
right,
by the way.
But by the way, here's the situation, though. North Korea is a mad dog on a short choke chain with the Chinese People's Republican Army holding the choke chain handle.
Exactly.
So the only way that the North Koreans can do anything, including depending on which side of the toilet they're going to wipe their butt, they have to ask the Chinese. So the fact is that if China allows North Korea to go crazy, China's going to get nuked. And they're going to get nuked so fast from Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, they'll cease to exist, as I'm trying to say.
And USA.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to make a statement.
I think your analysis is correct. That's why I said the most likely place is Syria.
This is all
tied into Israel and to Iran. And this war has been going on for quite a number of years now.
Here's what I wanted to say on this. I want to get your military answer because the regular media is not covering this. Erdogan presumes himself like the new caliph or caliphate, and he's setting it up in Istanbul with the help of the blaming America on the CIA setting up this false coup, when in fact they were probably collaborating with him. But he's going even further. Like, how many people do you think journalists and soldiers have either been, you know, disappeared? Thousands of them, journalists literally jailed.
Is it close to 20,000, something like that?
Yeah, it's really
it's an outrageous number.
Right. Now, here's what my point is. The CIA wants this radicalization on the one hand, just like I talked to my contact who was from Iran, who was a Kurdish, who told me in very clear English exactly the situation where they removed the Shah of Iran and they put the Ayatollah Khomeini, they were going to, quote, Islamify Iran. So when you see these things happen, like with Turkey, Turkey is pivoting. When they pivoted and decided to talk to Putin, immediately ISIS...
Which they're doing today.
They're actually meeting today now. ISIS then attacked the Ataturk airport and killed a lot of people. Now, Erdogan's got the idea that he knows, although he was collaborating with this 81-mile corridor that lets not only refugees get in, it also allows commerce for ISIS, which is supported by America and the globalist NATO, to actually sell their oil to the G20 nations. Now, if we just stop the sale of oil, if we bomb the wellheads, if we cut off their supply lines, they just wither it, and they wouldn't be able to do things like take over parts of Aleppo again, which is what they're doing. The Russian response, here's what I expect to happen. The Russian response is going to bomb the hell out of them. They're going to start moving in forces. And Turkey is not going to be as cooperatively supportive of ISIS anymore. And this pivoting is going to force a peace treaty in the Middle East after a period of extreme danger. And that's why we're very close to the final peace treaty that's going to set the stage for the other events.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tim, so we're talking on the break. I think you corrected me correctly that the Erdogan wants to be the Sultan, but he wants right. to be the change agent to bring forth the peace treaty that brings a new pivoting between Sunni and Shiite Islam, controls and gets rid of the extreme element of Islam, which is ISIS, which was created by the Israelis, by Academy, which is Blackwater Security, GS4, and the U.S. government, NATO. And in fact, I think the Ataturk attack has convinced him that communicating, which he's doing again now with Trump, with Mr. Putin, is the only pathway to bring about the peace that'll make him not only consolidate his force in Turkey, but allow him to become, quote, Sultan of Turkey and the Islamic world.
And he may actually use that as a title. I don't know. I'll tell you, he's built the world's largest palace. At least since the Roman times, because they had one that covered a big part of Rome, but I think it's actually probably maybe even more elaborate than what Caligula had in Rome. It's just massive. It's, what, 400 and some rooms or something. But that's an indicative of a person that has great visions of narcissistic grandeur. And If you remember the Turkish history, Turkey has only been called Turkey because they named it after Allah, Abba Turk, the guy that that founded it, and it was founded as a non-religious Muslim nation. What was Turkey was the Ottoman Empire, and in the last roughly 100 years of its life, it basically died with World War I. But it was an ally of Germany and Austria-Hungary against France, Britain, Russia, and the United States. Now, Turkey had been very powerful throughout many centuries, but the last 100 years it really began to go downhill. It wasn't keeping up with the technology of the West. Now, he wants to replace that. And the Sultan was kind of almost the spiritual leader, but certainly the political leader of Islam throughout the world, all the way to Indonesia and so forth. He had a unique position, and as well as a pretty sizable physical empire. Now, all this maneuvering just continues to remind me of the late Albert Pikes. And remember, Albert Pike had been a Confederate general in the American Civil War. He was a very mean, nasty-looking person with this white, whitish beard. He was the leading Satanist in America. He was a devil worshiper.
Right.
And he wrote this famous letter, which was on display at the British Library in London, until Rothschild got on the board of directors and it disappeared. But it was written down. Was talked about, published over quite a number of years, so it's a matter of historical fact. And basically, he outlined three global wars necessary to bring about the Luciferian New World Order. And he described the outcome and the fight, the alignments and so forth of the First and Second World War with amazing prescience, with amazing predictive abilities. And remember, this was written quite a number of years before the First World War. The Third World War he described as a battle between the Mujahideens, that is the Muslims, versus the Christians. And this takes us back to this unfolding thing with Turkey. I give it about an 80% chance it was a false flag event, the coup. Maybe a 20% chance it maybe actually was an attempt, but that got screwed up. But in any case, that's water under the bridge. The reality is he is moving to establish, and by the way, the Austrian government and even the German government are talking about what he's doing as the night of the broken glass and the Reichstag fire, very Hitler-esque. And he is moving to put himself in this sultanic, like a sultan, this position above the Muslims. And this will lead to this clash of civilizations, this Third World War, as predicted by the Satanist Albert Pike.
Yeah, exactly.
That's scary.
Here's what I think. This will be a prelude to a peace treaty that will
take part of it.
This is a prelude to it. This is the Islamification of Turkey, which, by the way, takes it out of the realm of joining Europe, but it also means it's a peacemaker between Sunni and Shiite Islam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That we may be looking at another attempt against Trump. And of course, this is really serious. It means that they're so panicky now. And this letter was apparently 50 so-called Republicans trying to blast Trump. What are they going to blast him for? How ridiculous
is
it?
Well, he would be the most reckless president ever.
And how do they know that? How do these morons, these arrogant pieces of human garbage, know this?
Here's Robert
Zoellick.
My computer's acting up. Robert Zoellick, he was a former deputy secretary of state and former president of the World Bank. You think he might be tied to the Rothschilds? Two former secretaries of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, Michael Chertoff,
joy. I mean, the guy looks like he'd be a
minion like
of
Satan himself.
Well, he looks like he'd be a good stand-in, right?
Sons, you know?
Yeah. Hey, it looks just like his daddy.
Yeah. Well, he came from, what was it? Was he the one from East Germany or Russia?
Yeah.
East Germany, I think. I mean, Stasi, KGB stamped all over him. And these guys think he would make a terrible president. As far as I'm concerned, that's 50 more reasons to support Donald Trump.
Right.
I have said a number of times that I reserve the fact that, maybe Donald is in on all this and all. But you know what? When you look at the incredible effort that is and almost very reckless now to derail Trump, the outright lying and destroying what credibility the mainstream media has.
Look at these crazy polls that are going on. Look at the polls and the media attacks. I can go on GoogleNews.com and look at an entire page of the most foolish, out of control, psychotic kind of so-called pseudo-journalism.
Oh, yeah, one of the London papers is doubled down. Hillary's lead is now growing even more than it was just a couple days ago. The reality, and a couple of very serious independent organizations are saying that if the election were held today, Trump would get over 70% of the vote,
right,
and Hillary's would be over 20%. And I think that's true. If you look at, and this has been consistent now for, weeks, months, but just like yesterday, there was a rally that there were under 200 people for Hillary. There was a rally for Donald Trump that had thousands and thousands. 2 days ago, the fire marshal stopped thousands from coming in. There were so many people to attend. Clearly, the message is out. Hillary is a very sick woman. Hillary is a very corrupt woman. The media, the mainstream media, is losing what little respect it has from anybody with even a fraction of a brain. And these people are desperate to get rid of Trump. This is the battle for the planet Earth.
Right.
The European elections, like in Austria, which they rigged, and then it blew up in their face, and their top court said, "Sorry, Charlie, you rerun the election." And the anti-European austerity guy is probably going to win, et cetera, et cetera. Those are small sideshows. The President of the United States, he controls the Department of Justice. He can pull, believe me, he can start throwing people in Wall Street and in Congress, in prison, having them arrested for all the crimes they're doing. These people are protected. You see, they commit multiple felonies day in and day out. They're protected. Nobody can touch them. Well, that can change overnight. He can authorize the printing of United States notes and silver certificates with a pen like John F. Kennedy did right before they assassinated him. That would take away in one stroke of a pen the monopoly on printing funny money of being legal counterfeiters by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Schiffs, etc., the 30 globalist families. They can't have that. They can't have it. I mean, they lose. And he wants to bring jobs back in America. Hell, America is such an insanely rich country. They have spent decades tearing it down. And like Hitler did, and Hitler was a monster in the Fourth Rothschild, but he rebuilt Germany in a couple years, man. And I mean, Trump could rebuild America. Lower that corporate tax rate to a real 15% instead of the bogus 35% it is, and that's what scares the hell out of China.
And repatriating money at 10%, and breaking down the 7 tiers to 3 tiers, and getting rid of the death tax, and doing a whole bunch of other things.
And doing what we've did for 200 years, and that is having tariffs to protect our native businesses, our manufacturing.
Exactly,
and all.
And that's called a level playing field.
These 50,000-60,000 large factories that went to China and Mexico, and all of a sudden they come back here. America is the powerhouse. America traditionally is the powerhouse of the world, and all of a sudden, the slogan, you know, "Make America Great Again." He's serious.
Yeah. In fact,
doesn't need their stinking money, and that really pisses him off.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to see an election where I see prophetically Trump is going to win if he doesn't have any more stumbling. By the way, this Kamir Khan, turns out he's Pakistani intelligence, and this guy is a criminal. The fact his son died does not qualify that Muslims can come in here unfettered and unfiltered. It's just insane that this Khan guy...
He's a very dirty individual.
But, very dirty,
well,
very
by the
arrogant.
Way, the
arrogant
incident character. With the baby crying, Trump had kissed that baby and said, "Don't worry about the baby crying, I love babies." And then supposedly he said, get her out of here. No, that didn't happen. And the mother has come out and said, no, that didn't happen. She said, "I was leaving anyway." Trump didn't say that. But see, they're deliberately lying.
Right. Well, that's amazing. Do you think that Trump with his... Trump is a kind of as we call a humanist. He's a person that likes people. He likes interacting with people. That's why he liked his media shows and so on. He likes to go down to the worker sites on a construction. Do you know any other billionaire or any other building, if you want to call architect or designer or funder, that actually goes down, like his daughter Ivanka says, and talks to the welders and the stonemasons and the other people working on his buildings? No. That's why his buildings are unique. That's why his buildings come out under budget. That's why they come under fast, because people like working for Trump. Okay? So, and he's
and
not
the New York
he's not against
like
Hispanics
New York
or blacks.
City is
or,
not Dallas.
He's not a racist or misogynist. He has more women in his middle and upper executives than any other corporation or group on earth. He is not a misogynist. He's not a racist against blacks, Hispanics, or anybody of any race. It's just sickening. It's sickening that they
but
keep
he is pro-American,
over.
Thank goodness.
Right. The thing is, he's pro-Hispanic American, pro-Black American, pro-Chinese American,
and he
pro-Japanese
said,
American.
I don't have the time to be politically correct, nor does America.
Well, the problem is, you see, they'll say because he wants to build a wall, he wants rapid immigration. By the way, I guarantee you, during his term, which, by the way, Newt Gingrich tried to put an immigration bill in 10 years ago and didn't succeed, I guarantee you under Trump you'll get an immigration bill that'll mean rapid, affordable immigration for decent people that want to come here and work, and we need those people in America, no matter what their race or background or country of origin.
We have to focus on getting Americans jobs.
Right.
You know, these millennials, do you know that many of them have only worked part-time, low-wage jobs? And I'm talking about people with college degrees.
Well, the average 35 to 40% of males under 35 live with their parents still.
Yeah. And it's not because they want to live in mommy and daddy's basement.
Well, they may not be in the basement. The problem is that they can't afford it. They can't
I live in the conservative American Midwest, and around here, $700 a month will get you a tolerable apartment, one or two bedroom. Not much of an apartment, but it's tolerable. $700 a month, that's $700 a month after taxes. If you're making $10 an hour, okay, but yet, if you're only making $10 an hour, you're going to have to work at least two jobs to get 40 hours a weekend, because as soon as you get close to 30 hours, they cut you off because they have to pay Obamacare. And that's now up to $300 or $400 a month. And by the way, it's about to quadruple. So, it's just... So you have people working two jobs, and they're bringing home, before taxes, maybe $400 a week. That adds up to about $1,600 a month before taxes and Social Security. Well, you take that out, what have they got to actually spend? $1,200, $1,300? They have to have a car in most places to get to work, or a dollar a ride on a city bus. They have to, you're paying $700 or more for rent. Then you've got fuel, you've got the gas and water and electric. And, a little minor thing like food. And, yeah, they probably want you to have clothes on when you go into work. And, all this, insurance, be required to pay for Obamacare. So that's $300 going up, $400 a month. I mean, do the math. It's not there.
Right. And here's the situation. This is going to blow up in the face. Even if Hillary did get the presidency and they stole it, it'll blow up in her face. Within 2 years of Hillary presidency, you'll see Texas leave with Oklahoma and several other states. You'll see the breakup of America. Within 2 years, you'll see them not having the money to recharge the EBT cards, so you'll have 50 million Americans that require EBT cards and food stamps to eat. And they're going to go nuts. And if you think that this is going to be controlled by so-called military or the police, whatever, you're delusional. Hillary Clinton,
if your kids are starving and you're starving, you'll go out and kill those guys if you have to.
Well,
guess what?
I see.
They're on your side anyway.
These people in Black Lives Matter.
It'll be hell on earth.
Well, these people in Black Lives Matter have it all wrong. Number one, they allow elements within their organizations to say they're going to kill cops and maintain peace. And
they're funded by Rothschild's frontman, George Soros.
But here's the point is, the people inside it that say they have sense to say, look, there is black discrimination. I agree there is. But there's some forces behind that, because a percentage of the blacks have believed in what's called a thug culture. They don't have daddies in the homes. They
by design.
by design. Again, remember.
Do you know, Bill? Do you know that in the 40s and the 50s, do you know what one of the safest places in America was of any big city?
Black communities.
Harlem.
Right.
Harlem.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of people today, if you said that to them, they said, "Well, you were nuts." No, no. No, a lot of white people went there for the jazz clubs. It was a very safe, it was a very much a black-run community. But, you see, blacks had a traditional, and their culture was different, but a traditional culture that was family-orientated and right. very Christian. Well, so what did they? What did the powers that be do under LBJ? They did their war on poverty, just like the war on drugs. When the government tells you you're going to have a war on something, look out. It's always lies.
Well, the war on poverty
and
made sure that the women would not have a man
culture.
In the house. They didn't want a man in the house if they got social benefits.
They told all these poor little black girls, honey, we're going to give you a lot of money if you have a baby. But you can't have a husband, you can't have a boyfriend in the house. And you want more money, have another baby. You want more money, have another baby. Well, you know what?
That policy was the primary one that destroyed the black community.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I one of my best friends is a black lady, and we've talked about this many times. The well-educated blacks are quite aware of what was done to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is being done to them. And this Black Lives Matter is all a way to stir up the thugs. Because you do have a large thug element, and nobody is victimized more by that black thug element than the blacks themselves, because it's in their communities.
Now,
these are people who were born of underage girls who often were on drugs and alcohol. They had no father growing up. Their mother had no father growing up, because remember, they're often, you know, it's 14 or 15 years old.
Multi-generational.
Multi-generation without fathers, multi-generations without a proper Christian background, multi-generations on hard drug use. So, you know, it lowers the IQ, no prenatal care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a nightmare. And, you can see it in every black community. You have all these decent black people, and then you have this thug element. And the thug element preys on them. They prey on one another. They expect to die before they're 21, many of them. And many do.
Now, why don't we talk about solutions for a moment? Because this is all very scary stuff. First thing is prayer. We need to pray for America and pray for Trump and pray for American citizens and a revival. Second thing we need to do is we need to make sure we vote and we make sure that we confront people who think they're going to vote for Hillary, that they are doers of evil. That's number two. Number three, we need to realize that if we don't have a border, we don't have a nation. That if we don't have an economy that puts America first and has fair trade deals so there is increased trade, I mean, Trump is not against trade. They try to say he's an isolationist. These people are morons. He's a top businessman. He doesn't want less trade. He wants more trade.
And he has business all over the world.
Right. He wants more trade with China and Indonesia, but he wants fair trade. We don't have a level playing field now. He wants to level the field. Tariffs and his tax laws and so on will repatriate money, bring back jobs, and allow America, who is the innovator. That's why China steals, an estimated, $200 to $300 billion industrial espionage, because they don't innovate. They don't. And that's why they're stealing our technology.
Even to a large extent do the Japanese. They copy. They're innovative to some extent, but it is really kind of the Anglo-Saxon culture. And throw in the Russians because they're fairly sharp too. It's the Europeans that are the innovators. It's
right.
The Europeans who organize their societies well to make them function well. And when I say Europeans, I mean I'm including the pan-European nations: America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And we're the ones, by the way, who are in the target.
These are, by the way, all these nations scared of us. All the nations that you're talking about are Ephraimic nations. If you go to Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, it's called Scandinavia, which means the land of Dan. It's a tribe of Dan. It's one of the 12 tribes. If you look at the Spanish, the French, the Germans, the Irish, the Scottish, if you look at even all these tribes, originally they were tribes of Ephraim. Okay? And when
the Jacob's pillow was taken from the Middle East and was taken to Ireland, and was, you know, by the Irish High Kings used it for centuries, and then they took it over and crossed, and it be the Irish Sea there, Yeah, it used to have Castle right on the Irish Sea. But anyway, they crossed over, and it became and it was kept at Scone Abbey, where the King of Scots were crowned. I've been there.
Right.
And they were crowned on that throne of Jacob. And when when I was being born, a fellow I know, he was a university student at the time, and three other university students, they stowed it back for Scotland and eventually smuggled it back to Scotland. The Stone of Destiny, Stone of Scone, or Jacob's Pillow, as it's called.
Right.
And it's now back, by the way, in Edinburgh, where it belongs. But saying is, yes, the European peoples have a long history and a blessed history in many ways by God. He's really blessed us.
But it's interesting that
the enemy is Satan, and he's targeting us.
Right. Now, people need to know that Trump is a member of a white Masonic order called the Scottish Rite, which are the ones fighting all these bad guys. Interesting, eh?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and Tim, you mentioned on the break and then last week about remote viewing. Now, I'll give you my opinion on remote viewing. Firstly, the Bible prescribes against it. It's called a divination. Now,
Right. Now
the problem is that everybody has dreams and visions. It says, in fact, at the time of the end, that dreams and visions will be a standard operation procedure. Now, my son Matthew is an expert on symbology, on looking at star signs and looking at birth dates and names, etc., and looking at the group psychology, which is, I think, a better way of looking at this. when you do the Stanford Institute, which was set up with Stanford University, later became separate.
Stanford Research Institute, yeah.
Yeah, what they did is they set it up basically remote viewing for the military to be able to look at targets, et cetera. And the problem is the information is very fuzzy. I personally have what we call a supernatural gift in this area, and I don't need to go into an altered state or start drawing diagrams and looking at this symbology and that. The problem is, it's like everything, if you have a pastor or someone who doesn't have a prophetic anointing, they shouldn't speak about prophecy. These people are getting partial information. They can be deceived by the dark powers.
Well, that's basically what the Bible says.
Right, and what I get concerned about.
Automatically condemn everything with it, but it warns very.
Well, I'll give an example.
About the influence of demonic forces if you go that route.
The most dangerous lie is one that's 95% truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but we're about out of time, but here's this Farsight Institute, and I ran a link to it a few days ago on my blog, Europe. They have three of these people that they supposedly, you know, they predict what's going to happen next month, the main story next month.
But I looked at this thing, and I don't see them naming the city or the continent or the perpetrator of the crime.
Yeah, well, to name it as Americans, either America or people speaking American English. But they're all three are talking about what appears to be a missile strike with a nuclear detonation happening this month somewhere. And there's a large loss of life.
First off, I can tell you that.
Is that true? I can't begin to tell you, as I said.
Well, let me tell you,
on my blog, as a Christian, I have very strong reservations about it. But Tim, I've known about this stuff for decades.
Let me give you my answer to that. Firstly, it's not going to be a nuclear strike in the city because that would start Armageddon and World War III. There has to be a sequence of events, meaning a peace treaty in the Middle East, a partitioning with a state of...
Wouldn't necessarily start World War III.
Let me finish. And what happens is you'd have to have a sequence of events happen first. Firstly, even if an American city was it wouldn't... you'd have to have a response, a military response. You'd find out who it is. Certainly, ISIS doesn't have control of nuclear weapons. Only nations like Israel, Russia, even North Korea has a stupid system that can't really hit us. We have our space defense systems with theater defense and et cetera. So I'll tell you what I think is most likely. If there is going to be a city hit, and I don't know where it would be, but if you're pausing looking at the logic of it, it would be something like a city crasher, asteroid.
Dirty bomb.
No, not a dirty bomb. A city crasher is something descending because they're saying they see it descending. So it would be something like a comet. Now, we had the Chelyabinsk one, I think, 5-6 years ago in southern Russia, and it actually hit the area near factories where they make the T-80 tanks in South Russia. So what we're dealing with now, and the problem I think about remote viewing, people are wandering all around. There's like theories like this. What's this this effect called, the substance other effect, the Mandela effect? This is so that you don't trust reality. And then people want to trust remote viewers, like these remote viewer shows, where they become the, quote, the modern prophets. Remember it says, in those days shall come many false prophets before you. I think remote viewing is rife with false prophets.
Yeah, I would agree. And that's kind of what I said on my blog. Here's the thing. Regardless of that, the powers that be not intend. And whether it's rioting in the streets, whether it's
they want
not necessarily all-out World War III, but something bad or an assassination of Trump, they're going to something. They're going to try.
They're not going to succeed against Trump. With a warning and the way things are now, he's going to increase his security even more. Thanks a lot, Tim. That was awesome. Awesome program.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.